Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. God bless you. Praise God. Out there in radio land, praise God. I'm Apostle Dr. Mary Frances Osborne from the Sunshine of Faith International Ministries, located in Baltimore, Maryland, number one, and also located in Lakeland, Florida. Very fine pastors, pastor and co-pastor White. Praise God. And we thank God for another day that the Lord has kept us closed in our right minds. You ought to clap your hands and tell God thank you, because this is a day that the Lord has made, and we are rejoicing in it. Say amen. Isn't it time for you to rejoice in God, how far God has brought you from? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Don't lose your joy. Don't lose your peace. Don't lose your happiness. Praise God. Don't turn back on God. Amen. But the devil is out there to kill, steal, and to rob. Let us pray. Father, we thank you right now, Lord, in the precious name of Jesus. We thank you for your love, kindness, and tender mercy. We thank you for grace and mercy. We thank you, Lord, how you have blessed us all this week. Father God, you have given us things that we know we weren't qualified for. And Father, we ask you to bless every pastor, every apostle, every bishop, every child of God. Amen, praise God. Just move by your spirit. And God, we pray a special blessing. Amen, amen, amen for the family, our family in North Carolina. Praise God. Amen. Sister Barina lost her daughter. Amen. Let us say prayers for her and the family. That's my daughter-in-law's aunt's daughter that passed. Let's pray for the family. We bless God for the president, his family, and just everybody. Amen. Because we're in the president's hand, too. Amen. And we bless God for him. Also his wife. Amen. His family. We ask you, God, to move right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. You ought to tell God thank you. God has given us authority over the devil. We got to start binding that devil up. We got to let that devil know, you will not destroy my anointing. You will not destroy my life with God. Amen. Because no weapon formed against me shall prosper. You're not going to take my mind back. Praise. Oh, my God. I done come too far to turn around. Praise God. What about it, saints of God? Huh? God looking for saints, not ain'ts. Praise God. Amen. Joshua said, as for me and my house, we going to serve the Lord. Glory to God. Are you serving God? Amen. Praise God. Somebody said, well, I can't pray. I can't think like I used to think. Amen. I can't do things for God like I used to. But God is still right there. He said, I'll never forsake you. I'll never leave you. I'm sorry. I'll never forsake you. But we are forsaking God. That's why we got to pray. That's why we got to pray. Turn that plate down. You got authority over that devil. Bind him up. Bind him up. Let's keep praying for one another. You know, sometimes a question is asked, who is your authority? Parents, pastors, professors, local and federal government officials, your boss, whether you like them or not, or whom you are on the earth, you are to pray for them. We got to start submitting ourselves to God fully. We just can't be halfway with God. We got to go all the way. All the way. You are to submit yourself to their instruction and commands as long as they do not stand in direct conflict with God's law. Lord, have mercy. And you know what? Don't think that because you don't like your pastor, Lord have mercy, your boss, the governor, even the president, that you don't have to respect the authority. Jesus said to give Caesar what is Caesar's, and to God what is God's. Even when you don't agree with the ruling authority in the natural realm, does not mean that God has not set that person there for a season and a reason. God established the authority in the earth and removes it. Tell y'all it's time to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Some of us, we done got out of whack. We don't love God no more. I'm just talking. The Bible said, have no other God before me. We done set people up as our God. We don't want to serve God no more. We don't. We don't want to serve God no more. But he said, had no other God before me. We say, well, God is the good shepherd, and the good shepherd knows the sheep. Well, that's true. But who is your shepherd? Where is your shepherd? It's time out. It's time out. Playing church. God wants, do you know it? Do you know God? Excuse me. Somebody say, I know God. Well, if you know serving, huh? Somebody say, I honor God. Well, do better. Lord have mercy. The word of God is right. The word of God tells us in the book of Genesis, chapter 1. In the beginning was the word. I'm sorry. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. God created you and I and the earth. God did it. We didn't do it. And we have instructions from the word of God how to live. Are we living the word of God? We can't live the word of God hating each other, disliking each other, don't want to be bothered with each other. Come on here, somebody. Are you really serving God? Because God is a God of love and peace. The word of God tells us in John, I leave you peace, my peace. I give you. I do not give it to you as the world does. So don't let your heart be troubled or afraid. He said to us, he's saying to us, I gave you love. I gave you hope. I gave you peace. But we taking it wrong, thanks to God. If we say we got the love of God and we got peace, we should be doing better. That's why the Bible tells us we ought to examine ourselves. Examine yourself. Examine yourself. Pray. Don't lean to your own understanding.
Thank you.
But lean on God.
Hallelujah. Oh, yeah.
Because victory is in the praise.
All right now.
It's time to serve God.
Thank you.
And do it better. Do right. Do better. He has authority over us. Sometimes we need to rebuke ourselves.
Yeah.
We're not doing right. Because guess what? Jesus is the only one that can give you peace. Amen.
Amen.
And he loves us.
Thank you, Jesus.
Receive it today.
Well.
Knowing who's giving you peace and love. Nobody can take that place but Jesus. I don't care what we say. I don't care how many clothes we buy. I don't care how many friends we got. Nobody can give you that peace but Jesus. And when he give it to you, it lasts. He give you that love. Oh, mama, sandorodobosi. Yay! It lasts. We trying to find it other places. It's not going to happen. That's why the Bible tell us in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave up his only begotten son. He gave up his only begotten son so that we may have a right to the tree of life. Amen. So what more do we need? He's the one that has the authority over us. He's the one that's blessing us. Your blessing's coming from God. The natural blessings that we get, the blessings don't last. That's just like we eat a can of beans. If we eat all them beans, it's gone. Nobody can do you like Jesus. Nobody. Turn around and look.
Hallelujah.
But when you got the love of God and peace, Lord have mercy, that'll take you it all. The songwriter said, Jesus paid it all.
Yeah.
All to him I own, all because. All because he loved us so much. Nobody can do us like Jesus. The more we do for Christ,
well,
it lasts.
Thank you.
You can build your hopes up in Jesus,
come
but you
now.
Put your hopes in somebody else,
well,
it's not going to work. Somewhere we going to fall. I can't put my hope. I mean, I thank God for my children, but I can't put my hope in them. I can't put my hope in the family and in friends and all. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and his righteousness. He sure will shout to all of us. Nobody can do us like Jesus. God give us gifts, and we don't want to use them. Call us to preach. Call us to prophesy. Call us to pray. God gives you those gifts. and we don't want to do it. Oh, my God, my see ya. Get back. Get back with God. His arms is waving. He said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. Oh, I like that. That means he's on my side and your side. Or your side and my side. Get stronger in God. How are we going to tell somebody that we love Jesus and they look at us and say, they got a problem? Ask God to help you and I. Lord, have mercy on us. You know, we're living in a time. We don't know when Jesus is coming. We don't know the day or the hour. We don't know. Discipline ourselves. People can't do it. We have to do it. God been dealing with me. Start making some choices. God made all things. Sometimes we trouble on every hand. Go to God. People laughing at us. The word of God tells us we bless, fear God. We are blessed. We need a vision. We need to know whose side we are. Two can't walk together except they touch and agree. Choose ye this day, I heard the Holy Ghost say it, who we will serve. We are citizens in God. Hey, that just dropped on me. Our citizenship is in heaven. Lord, have mercy. You ought to be happy about that. People backsliding from God. But don't enjoy it. Driving. You know one thing about God? God is a heart of compassion. And he loves us. He cares about us. We hurt, he hurts. Don't let nobody tell you that there is not a God. Word of God tells us, don't forget his teaching. But we got to keep the commandments. Word of God tells us in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. My child, do not forget my teaching, but keep my commands in your mind. Your mind. Your mind is a terrible thing to waste. Then you will live a long time. Your life will be extended on this earth. And your life will be successful. You can't be successful without God. It looks like we can, but we can't. You know, when the devil comes, come in our weakest moment when we're going through. look like it's no hope. We need God. We need the Lord. And we need him the more. Word of God say, all good and perfect things come from above. God wants saints that's praying, seeking him, loving him. We need to go to God and ask God to renew our minds. He's the man. He's that spiritual man to go to. These are the days that try us so. We've been tried on every hand. But we know who got authority over us. Started out saying the parents, the pastor, the professors, local and federal government officials, and boss, whether you like them or not, or whom you are subject to on the earth, you are to pray for them. Let me say something. Stay committed to God. Some things we don't like what we're going through. It's not a good feeling. That big picture come before us. And we see ourselves saying, I'm not the same. I need to do better. Jesus said, what I say to one, I say to all. So whatever I'm teaching today is for me too. God has authority over us. He knows everything about us. But we don't know everything about each other. Which is a good thing because a lot of times it's not our business. But let's walk in the Spirit. Let's talk the Spirit. Let's live it. No, not 24 hours a day. But show people who we are in Christ. It might look good, but that don't mean it's good. You know, the green grass only lasts so long. Then things begin to fade away. The grass begin to fade away. The leaves begin to turn. Amen. Bad weather comes. The storm is coming. The storm is coming. Will we be able to take it? Who is your authority? We let people come in and tell us what to do. Oh, my God. I think all of us fit that. Try to change things. Especially when it comes to God. And people not serving God themselves, they're not going to tell you to serve God. They're not going to tell you to write things about the Word of God. Go to God. Don't lean to your own understanding. It's not working. Oh, it's not working. Believe God. Believe the word of God. And he will keep blessing us. We are so blessed today. I was sitting there and praised God for Prophetess Loretta. Amen. And we bless God that we're able to sit in for each other. Let us be praying for one another. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. God has really blessed me with my catering license, my counseling, marriage counseling, marriage catering. I'm LLC. Prophet Loretta daughter, Keisha, did my papers and all. Nurse Catering, LLC, Love and Joy Healing, Counseling Service. I can counsel. Isn't it a blessing? When you wait on God, he'll move for you. I'm putting this to work. I have to do it. And God has blessed me too to be in business. Wait on him. You want God to move for you. Hey, wait on God. He'll move. Then he turn around and bless me to marry people, not just in Maryland, Washington, D.C., Baltimore, Delaware, all over. Sometimes you got to do things behind the scenes. God getting ready to move for somebody out there, but you got to do things behind the scenes. So I bless the Lord for y'all. I bless him for Pastor and Pastor White, Sunshine of Faith International Ministry, number 2, will soon be coming up here in November. I'm going to give you some more information on it when it become, I'll give you more information on it around Monday. And we're looking for the revival. We're looking for them to come up. Amen. But if you want prayer and all, you may call Pastor and Co-Pastor White at area code 863-812-6227. Again, the number is 863-812-6227. Praise God. Amen. You need prayer. You need somebody to talk to. If you are in the Lakeland area, get in touch with them. Praise God. You'll be glad that you did. Amen. Also, you can call Yvette at the number 1 church in Maryland. Amen. She's a church secretary. You may call her at area code 240-554-7416. 240-554-7416. Give her a call. She'd be glad to give you the information that you need. Amen. You may call me for prayer. Area code 301-732-0461. Again, my number is area code 301-732-0461. Amen. Thank God for Assistant Pastor Mary Williams, and thank God for Pastor Silver Johnson. Praise God, and God bless everybody. Praise God, everybody in the number 1 and 2 church, not just them, but everybody. So we bless God. Oh my God, keep praising God, keep lifting them up. Glory to God. So we thank God for the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, praise God. This is Apostle Dr. Mary Frances Ogburn saying, until the next time, God loves you, and so do I. And I'll see you when I see you. God bless. We'll be coming on at 7 o'clock tonight. Praise God. 7 o'clock. Change. Change. Apostle Terry and myself. Apostle Mary Ogburn will be coming on. Tune in. The number is 267-807-9611. Again, the number is 267-807-9611. God bless you. I love you. Praise God. Don't forget, 7 o'clock tonight. Tune in. You will be blessed. Bye-bye.